I've heard the same thing. I don't love those radios. They do have a FCC compliant one. I can't remember what the it's a UV5RE maybe or something. I don't know. It's supposed to be FCC certified. I don't think the other Bofangs are FCC certified, or the UV5ROG one. I'm pretty sure something happened where they either banned from import or discontinued or something. They came out with a new iteration that's supposedly compliant. I did the same thing. I've got a Quanshang UV-K5 or whatever it is, but you can put firmware on it that allows you to transmit on CB. Well, it works. I talked to truck drivers in my yard when I was getting dirt delivered off of it. But at the same time, I put it on an SDR, and it was transmitting all over airband, so I don't recommend it. It's only 1 watt out, but still, I mean, if you're shooting straight up in the air, there's no way the planes aren't going to pick it up if they're on that frequency.
Oh, absolutely, and they're going to hear it like gangbusters because they're flying in it, you know. Yeah, absolutely. I've read those reports as well, but I don't get the publication that used to give me that report anymore, but I read enough about it. But when they first came out at Dayton that year, they were selling the radios with the batteries charged, so guys are turning them on and playing with them right there on the spot. Well, hey, down at Dayton there's so much RF you can't tell the difference. But when he got home, we put it on a spectrum analyzer, and everybody in the room was amazed. And I was in a room with a bunch of other repair techs, and they went, oh my God, look, it's in our band. Then they start checking the repeaters to see if if you were getting into the repeaters, they weren't, but still, scary as heck. At the time, W2PUT worked at, worked for a cop shop and in their radio repair room, and it was amazing. He had all of the specialized equipment to check it on, and when we checked it, we were all just flabbergasted, like, holy smoke, how could they get away with selling this crap? It's crap. No wonder it doesn't cost a lot of money. They saved money on putting all the adequate filtration into it. But I made a personal vow right there. I'm never going to buy one of them radios. I don't care how cheap they are.